Laos goes to the polls Saturday to elect representatives to its legislative branch, known as the National Assembly. On paper, it is a body of lawmakers chosen by and for the people. But analysts say in reality, the ruling Lao People's Revolutionary Party, a communist party, selects the candidates who serve at its convenience. Professor Martin Stewart Fox is a specialist on Laos at the University of Queensland in Australia. He says the Communist Party controls all elections in Laos.
Overwhelmingly, the people who stand for the National Assembly elections are members of the party. There are few independents are allowed to stand, but they have been checked out by the party.
Stuart Fox says the role of the National Assembly is to lend the party a pretense of democratic legitimacy. He says its duties are supposed to include passing laws and choosing government leaders.
But the names are, and who will serve have already been determined by the party. So all the assembly does is simply to rubber stamp decisions that the party has already made.
Nonetheless, Stuart Fox says the party has allowed a slight improvement in the body's internal discussions. He says while in the past there was no real debate on issues, the National Assembly now, on occasion, addresses problems such as corruption, a growing concern.
And this has been debated within the Assembly without naming names, and of course nothing comes out of it in terms of prosecutions. But it does signal the government's disquiet over the level of corruption.
Compared to its neighbors in Southeast Asia, Laos is small, poor, and landlocked, except for the Mekong River, which flows past its capital, Vientiane. But the economy is growing rapidly, mainly from selling natural mineral and hydropower resources. The influx of cash and centralized power has created opportunities for graft. But ordinary people in Laos are also seeing benefits from increased investment and business, leading few to question the Communist Party's legitimacy. Stuart Fox says as long as the economy continues to grow, the party will take credit for it.
The problem has been that there has been increasing maldistribution of wealth, so that the most of the wealth that is generated by the improved economy ends up in the Mekong cities and so on. So there's still considerable poverty in the countryside.
Laos is a former French colony of about 7 million people and has been ruled by the Communist Party since 1975. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.